Happy last Friday of February. Come on. Spring is coming. Thank you, Lord. It is so good. It is the last Friday of February, and that's a good thing. But what's even a better thing is that we have our third senior witness today, Steve Burgett. Steve is a senior out of Dexter, Michigan, engineer major, and I'm going to pray for him, so pray with us. Lord, thank you that you have given Steve a word today. It's a witness to your goodness in his life. Give us ears to hear and lives to receive it and live into it. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give Steve one more welcome.
All right, well, hey, everyone. All right, before I get started here, I just have a quick confession to make. I'm kind of an awkward person. I'm an engineer. It kind of comes with the territory. So hopefully you guys can get along with that. Hey, I love you, too. Hey, well, why don't I just tell you a little about me and what I'm like? Name, Steve, you know, senior, engineering major, lead Young Life at West Ottawa High School. Woo! I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. And for those of you who don't know, pretty much what that means, being a Young Life leader, is I hang out with a bunch of high school kids and do a bunch of really goofy, ridiculous things, and kind of in the midst of all that, just try and be a mentor and kind of lead kids to Christ. And I just love doing it so much because I get to be goofy and do all these really fun, ridiculous things and kind of act like a 12-year-old sometimes, which I kind of am, so. But thinking about like giving a senior witness and just what's happened to me, I think back 3.5 years ago to when I first came here to Hope College, and I wasn't quite the same person. If you met me 3.5 years ago, you would have probably seen someone really shy, quiet, kind of kept to himself a lot, you know, a lot of time in the dorm room. So, what I'm going to talk about is kind of what changed and what happened to bring me from that freshman kid to the senior who's standing up here, nervous talking to you guys. To begin to unpack that, I'm just going to give you a little bit of my story. I guess probably a good place to start would be way back in middle school, oh, the days. First big change in my life, I switched from a public school to a private school. It's middle school, it's changing, you know, it was a big deal. I just wanted to fit in, I just wanted to find friends. I think that's kind of what, you know, everybody wants. And I made friends and things like that. But, I ended up kind of going through a struggle that really kind of damaged my self-image. It's like a bone deformity in my chest. What it really is it's an enlarged sternum. And me as a middle school kid, like 70 pounds less, I know, imagine. it was really noticeable. And as you can probably imagine, going about middle school life and a lot of really cruel things and jokes were made. A lot of ones I don't really like to repeat or even really think back on because, you know, they just made me feel different and like, I something was wrong with me. Like I just didn't like my body and like who I was. And I just hated hearing it. And most of you have been there in middle school, just being insecure. And I think that just brought even more of that insecurity out of me. And so I went through middle school and I thought, you know, switching, you know, moving over into high school would be a good transition to maybe escape this, you know, maybe people wouldn't notice. And it was like, I grew up a little bit. I'm not quite as scrawny and goofy as I was then. People didn't notice me for that, which I was really thankful for. But I found myself being noticed for a different reason. And that reason was my older brother. And I love my older brother. Before I say anything more on that, I love my older brother so much. He has always been there for me, and I love him. But what happened in high school wasn't his fault. it was just because he was such a great guy. And he was, man, he was awesome. He was the starting quarterback of the football team. He was on the varsity basketball team, captain of the track team, straight A, 4.0 student. I think he got one A minus his whole high school career. And, you know, he was popular. He was good looking. You know, I'd hear the girls whispering, oh, he's so cute. And, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and it was great. You know, I loved having, you know, I loved my older brother. But, you know, all those things were things I wasn't. I wasn't as good at sports as he was. I wasn't as smart, especially, you know, moving to high school was hard for me. I didn't really do so well in class that first year, especially. And I didn't really know anybody. I wasn't popular or anything. I was, you know, the little brother. That's how people knew me. And I remember, I think it was during a football practice or something, you know, I dropped a pass or something like that. And I remember someone just said to me, hey, why can't you be more like your older brother? And that tore me apart because here I was, just I wanted to, you know, wanted a second chance to try and fit in, and I just felt like, oh, here we go. From the get-go, I'm screwing up. I'm failing. I'm already not good enough. And I think from that point on, I didn't want to hear that again. And I definitely heard it a few more times as people thought it was a good joke, but it wasn't quite funny to me. And I just, you know, that insecurity in me just was just so prevalent, and I just didn't really think I was worth very much. Just thought I would never be good enough. And then I came to Hope College. And, you know, I think I came here and just so insecure and just afraid what people would think of me, and I just didn't know how to approach people and just was afraid that, you know, this guy who was a failure was just going to be brought out and everyone was going to see me for that. And so I was pretty shy, pretty quiet, and kept to myself and, you know, spent a lot of time in the dorm room. And, you know, I'm thankful for people in my life, like my roommate at that time, just being a good friend to me in a time I didn't feel like I had many. And I'm just very blessed to have him in my life, and also just very blessed for people like my family and my older brother, and people who, during this time, just knowing what I was going through, just constantly affirming me and telling me that I was loved, and pointing me to verses in the Bible, like Zephaniah 3:17, where it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love, and he will rejoice over you with singing." And you know what? At first, like, I had trouble believing this. My image of myself was just so damaged that I couldn't accept this. Like, it was hard for me to believe that I was delighted in or loved or, you know, for who I was, because I thought I was supposed to be somebody different. But, you know, I had these great people in my life just encouraging me, and finally got me to a point where I could finally say, you know what, God, you know what, you made me this way. I'm just going to try and forget what I think I should be and just try and live like I am and hope that something good will happen. And so I think the first step I really took in that direction was to join Young Life, which I was very nervous about. I was nervous about meeting college kids and having them think I was a failure. I was nervous about high school kids thinking the same thing. But you know what? I had this encouragement, and I did it. I jumped in, and that decision has just changed my life. Just finally living in to who I was, and I just started making friends who have been some of the best I've ever known, both in Young Life and outside of Young Life, and just people who accepted me for who I was. And I was finally just, as I was living into this, I was just finally feeling fulfilled and joyful. And I look at verses in John, like John 10:10, where Jesus says, "I came so that they may have life and have it to the full." And again, John 15, where Jesus is telling the disciples how much he loves them. And he says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. And that's what I was starting to feel. I was starting to feel this joy of Christ in me and just him loving me for being who I was. And I'm so thankful for that. I'd throw away everything else I've learned here at Hope to just hang on to that I'm loved and delighted in. Now, I wish I could say that this is me all the time, that I can live into this all the time, but it's not. It's still difficult at times, and some of those old voices in my head keep, creep back in and say, hey, you're a failure. I go through, looking for jobs for next year, after I graduate, and, of the feeling of just being measured like, oh, you're not good enough to work here. It's easy to be discouraged, but the great thing about my life now is that I have this truth cemented in my heart that there is a God who delights in me and is still working within me and changing me. And it's just a process. I need to be patient as he brings it to fruition. Now, I'm pretty sure there's probably at least a few of you out there who maybe can relate or have had similar struggles to me. Some of you, like me, maybe get those voices in your head saying, oh man, I don't get good grades, I'm a suck, or I don't have an internship or a job, so I suck, or I'm not as good as my older siblings, so I'm a suck, or I don't really have many friends, so I suck. You know what? I'm just a failure, so I suck. Yeah, I said suck. Well, what I want you guys to know today is that you don't suck. Remember that. You guys are who God made you to be. And God will put people in your life who love you and affirm you for that. And I promise that if you just live into that, and that just God loves you and delights in you and rejoices over you, he will bring you joy. And I just want you guys to hold on to that and take that with you as you leave today. And that's all I got. So go in peace.